Hello, it's Stephen A. Smith from Metalheads Forever. You all listen to our interview with Lizzie Borden. We talk about My Midnight Themes, and we also talk about his latest tour that's going on right now. Stay tuned for more interviews right here on Metalheads Forever, the number one place for heavy metal.
Ready to go.
Awesome. So for many of our listeners that have not known, Lizzie Borden is one of the greatest metal musicians of all time. Just so we can clarify that. he's actually...
Thank you.
No problem. And the last time we talked to Lizzie, he actually just released on My Midnight Things, and now he's doing a lot of festivals. So, Lizzie, how's the festival circuit been for you?
Well, it's been... I mean, we played the Rock Hard Festival, and it was the first show in quite a few years trying to... that was really just the beginning of what's about to happen right now. And so for the next, year and a half, I at least we're going to be doing this Midnight Things tour, and we're totally excited by it. We've been in heavy duty rehearsals. I have a brand new band that is amazing. I mean, you know, everybody says this, but I think we sound better than we ever have, and so I'm really excited to get this thing up and running.
And believe me, I've actually seen a couple clips from the Rock Festival you were talking about, and it looks like you were it's some amazing what I've heard live from the clips I've seen. It seems like you
yeah, and those clips.
Show.
Are- Yeah, and that show was just the beginning. I mean, that was just a tester. It was like a warm-up show for the tour. We really hadn't – we just kind of rehearsed a few times and went in there. And then we made some alterations in the lineup, and now the show has grown into this big, massive thing. Every day it gets a little bigger. So, and a little bit more interesting. And the set list is for what we're trying to do here, since we haven't toured in a couple of years, that we wanted to come out and play some new songs, but also play at least one song from each album. And that's kind of reintroducing ourselves with what we do. And so that's what this tour is all about. It's about kind of a restart. You know, when I did the album, that was my whole thought. I didn't want to keep going in circles and doing what we were doing for years and just touring, and with nothing changing. So I decided to change everything. And, but the only thing I haven't changed is, you know, the history. I want to bring the history, but I also, you know, this is the My Midnight Things tour. So I'm slowly introducing new songs, and the, like I said, the show is just getting bigger than ever. So, it's an exciting time.
It looks like an exciting time. What I've been seeing, it seems like the tickets are selling like hotcakes, and what I've been seeing online, and you guys are just getting revved up. Seem like the fans are excited to hear new songs played live, and of course the classics as well. And I'm sure the fans are going to be very pleased about hearing both old school and new school Lizzie songs live. So you definitely got the formula locked down to the T.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole point, you know. I don't think I've ever recorded the same album twice. But I can play songs from each album, and they blend perfectly in the show, and that's the whole point of this. You know, I want to keep stretching as an artist to keep not recording the same album over and over and over again, but also make sure that these songs work together in the same show, and that is a challenge, but it's also an interesting challenge, and we work the show around that. And so this one is this first little outing that we're doing from L.A. to New York is going to be with Demons and Wizards and Tear. It's going to be really very interesting. All three bands are very different from each other. And with our show, it's going to be, I don't know, I think the whole thing is going to be a really fun night for everybody.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. It seems like Demon and Wizards and your Teal, and you got you guys, and your sound is just completely different from each band is different. You must like that though, having that different the difference in the music must be something that's going to keep amping you up, because it's going to be a giant show for everyone that goes there. They're going to get a flavor of everything when they go to see you guys live.
Yeah, that was the first thing when we started playing the festivals in Europe. In the I think it was well, like around the mid 80s, we started playing festivals, and I saw the diversity in the way that they put the shows together in America, and most everywhere else they put all bands that sound alike together, and that's kind of the way they've always done it. But in Europe, they can put a pop band with a thrash band with a they mix it up, and it's so interesting if you're in the audience, because you I saw bands that I would never go see, and just playing the festival, we'd go out in the audience and watch these bands we never heard of, and they were completely out of the genre of whoever the headliner was. But they mix and match, and it makes it so interesting. And it also, the whole point of touring is to get your music out and get people to possibly to buy the album and come and see you next time, when you headline or something. So that's what these festivals are all about. So you're introducing yourself to people who may never have heard of you. And so in Europe, they do that really well. And so that's kind of what this tour is about. All three bands very different from each other. And so it's kind of a European take in putting this out in North America and Canada. So I'm excited to see how the audience responds to each band. And I think there's such a positive vibe from all three bands that I think that it's going to be a fun night.
I agree. And this must be great for you. Like you said, like, he's going to be able to attract fans from all the bands as well to, like, your music as well. Because they're going to be getting a nice flavor of Lizzie. And like, oh man, I need more of that Lizzie. Sign me up. Give me the CD. Give me the t-shirts. Keep signing me up, man.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's what you want. I'm a huge fan of Kiss, and Kiss at the beginning opened up for bands that had nothing to do with what Kiss was doing, and it worked perfectly because it's we're doing a show, but we're also selling the music. We're hoping that people can gravitate toward, and the skill level, especially of my new lineup, is so spot on and amazing. I mean, it's not a kind of old school. It's old school, but it's reinterpreted into kind of a, I don't know, they're playing so perfectly that I'm just blown away. After all these years of playing some of these classic Lizzie Borden songs, I'm hearing them reinterpreted by younger musicians who see it a certain way, and I love it. And it's just so dead on and perfect every time we play these songs. I'm just blown away by the authenticity, but also the kind of a new way of looking at it. And that's what I need. I need to pump that infusion into some of these classic songs that were written, long before some of these guys were born. So it's exciting to be able to play these songs that still have a life and still going strong after all these years.
Do you feel like when band change like you said, like changing up the lineup a lot, do you think that it definitely, like, besides adding more interpretation to the music, you feel like it gives you more motivation as well to keep on amping up the shows every time you play live?
It does. I mean, not everyone can go the long haul, and some people are stuck in a certain decade, and I'm not. I mean, I've always looked to the future. Even in the early days, we released 14, or we yeah, what was it? Four records in 14 months. That's how I wasn't even. I wouldn't put out an album and just, sit there. I just wanted to keep going and going and going. And if I had it my way, I'd have 50 albums out. But really, because I'm always looking to the future. But at the same time, if a song has an impact in whatever decade that we release it in, then, we're kind of obligated to play that song. Otherwise, I would just play all brand new songs. That's how forward thinking I am. But at the same time, like I said, I have to do everything. But you know, when I'm talking about a new lineup, you know, I've pretty much had a different lineup for almost every album, and that interpretation of the old songs and the brand new songs is what I'm looking for. That's where the art is, because it's if they're just duplicating something, then there's no art there. But if they are interpreting a certain way with a new sound, you know, every decade the guitars sound a little bit better, or they mix and match with the old stuff and they create something new, and same thing with the bass and of course the drums. So so every decade, not everyone can go the long haul. So of course I'm going to have a different musicians play on, like I said, almost every album I've had a different lineup, and I love it. I mean, it does breed new life into making it interesting for me to keep putting together new shows and incorporating the new lineup and how they gravitate toward the show. You know, not everyone, is involved in a show. If you're a musician, most of the time, if you're a musician, banging your head is the most you're going to do. but with my band, you're kind of, if you stand too close, you're going to get blood all over you. You know, it's a show, and it's, they're involved in that show and that hysteria that's happening. And, so it's, some people react better than others. And this new lineup is, embracing the show, and they're loving it.
I think that's the good point you actually pointed out about your show presence, stage presence. Like, when I watch your shows, like, or video clips and everything, I'm like, oh man, like, it seems like your show is, you don't only get the music, but you get yourself a nice theater as well with Lizzie Borden when you see you live. Whereas I think a lot of the new blood must enjoy, in the band must really enjoy experiencing that with you as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing, even from the very beginning. Sometimes, if you get a band that's doing a show, they're lacking in musicianship. And I never wanted that. Our rehearsals all start with music. We don't even, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking of the show, but the reality is we're only thinking about the music. And then the show part gets rehearsed at the end. So I never wanted to just go out there and say, well, we can't really play, but boy, we're put on a great show. You know, I never wanted that. I always wanted the music and the ability to shine, you know, have that come first. And then the show is the frosting on the cake. You know, that was my whole intention. So I always wanted to make sure the musicianship was always on point. And like I said, with this new lineup, it's even more so. I mean, it's pretty exciting to see these guys be able to perform and still play note for note and not miss a note, not, you know, and not be sloppy. And they're all, it's just what I've been looking for quite a while. So I'm excited by it.
Sounds like you found the perfect match in heaven for metal musicians, it seems like, on this tour.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, like I said, all three bands are very technically, they're all experts in their field. And so I'm excited to put our show up against theirs. And everyone, like I said, everyone does a different thing, and they're all amazing at it. So it's going to be a night of really great playing. And, you know, but with our, what we do is, you know, we're bringing a show to it. So we're bringing a little frosting on that cake, and I don't see any negativity coming there. I think it's all positive.
I think this tour is going to be very positive for everyone that experienced the show. And I believe all the fans are super excited to see you, and I know the future fans are going to be loving you as soon as the first note is played on stage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the whole point. And you know, people that haven't seen us, you know, which is, again, I go back to that, the fact that all three of these bands are very different from each other. So there's going to be a selection of that crowd that never heard of us, all three bands, really. And so that is where you're, you know, that's part of the target, where you're like, you know, you want them to become fans. So you want them to, if they love the show, they'll go back and buy the records or stream the records. And then they'll come and see us when we come back again. So, you know, that's the whole the whole purpose of this, for especially for me, to reintroduce, and especially in Canada, you know, where we've, you know, at one point we played, you know, parts of Canada a lot, but we didn't really establish ourselves in Canada the way that I had hoped. So I'm hoping this is the start of that whole thing.
Well, with you being an expert, you know, musician, and also been around for such a long time, do you believe, like, every time you do a tour, that it seems like the metal community is just growing and growing, and it's just becoming more easier to find metal fans in, like, every little area of a country and a city?
It's, for us, it's been pretty interesting. When you're around for this long, you the audience, you know, in the early 80s, we watched them. Even really early on, we started in 83, and when we'd see our audience, all high school kids, just going crazy. But within a few years, we'd see all those people that were in the front row, they're now in the 15th row, and there's new younger kids in place in the front 15 rows. And we saw that. I mean, I would look out in the audience and I would see the fans that had come to see us, you know, 10 times in a row, and now they got pushed back. And then we'd watch the audience grow with us. And then, you know, and then the industry kind of collapsed, and we watched all that happen. And then you fight through that. And on our last tour in Europe, it was all young kids that came to see us, dressed all 80s, and, you know, embraced the whole genre from its hardcore elements to its glam elements. And we're kind of somewhere in the middle. So we were bringing all those people together, and it was all a very young audience. And I watched that before my eyes. And it's an amazing thing to see when you've been a band around for as long as we have, to be able to cross those decades and bring in those young fans mixed in with the older fans. And it's you know, that's what this thing's all about. And like I said, one of my favorite bands is Kiss, so I saw Kiss do that, and we're doing it on a different level, but definitely it the same thing's happening.
I definitely can see that happening. Like, I see every time I go to a metal show, you see new blood coming in. And I think with metal, especially with Lizzie Borden itself, you have so many elements that bring in the younger generations. They want to experience it themselves, because nothing is nothing more special than experiencing a live performance of a metal band that you truly enjoy, like Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, and this is a different world now, too. I mean, we had people following us around on tour when we would do these, you know, especially if you play Texas, you know, we'd have, sometimes there would be an entourage of about, I don't know, 30 cars behind us going from show to show following us. But that was really the extent of the most we'd ever seen as far as people crossing state lines to see multiple shows. But now in this new age, people are flying from all over the world. I mean, we start in Los Angeles in 16 days, and I have people from, you know, told me that they're flying from all over the world just to come to Los Angeles just to see this show. So it also puts a little more pressure on you, you know, when you know people are putting a lot of money and a lot of their whole thing into coming to a certain show across the country. You know, you never want to have a bad night. You always want to give your everything you have, because, you know, you're getting a lot of these people traveling a long way at great expense just to see your performance. And, you know, it means a lot. So, yeah, I mean, I've never taken anything like that for granted, but especially now, because it's a different day and age. People are willing to do all of this. And like I said, travel from the other side of the world just to see one show. And, you know, so I always, you know, we none of these shows will just be another show. It'll always be the most important show of the whole tour every single night.
See, that's a mentality that I think a lot of bands need to get back in the heads, because you guys just want to make every show like the best show constantly and try to amp it up the next show. I think that's why so many people want to see you across the globe so badly. They want to travel so far, because you guys have that energy and that determination to make every show as if it was like the last show of the night, which is amazing to see and hail, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what we took for granted, and you know when I grew up, all the bands, you know, they were trying to find their way, and the ones who understood the relationship between what was happening on stage and what was happening in the audience, you know, and they show that this could be just not the audience staring at a band for, you know, an hour and then walking out the door. The audience is actually involved in the show. They're part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So I recognized that early on, and I always wanted the audience to be part of what we're doing. I don't want them to just be staring at me for an hour, you know. Just none of that. Really, I never saw that. I always wanted the audience to be part of it, and that's why I'm like, you know, the restriction of a photo pit is in my way. You know, I want to get right in there and bring the audience all on stage. You know, I really want that to be part of it, because that's the whole experience. Otherwise, you could be anywhere on any stage, but instead of playing in a certain place and say you are involved in this, this is one night out of the whole year where we are playing right now, and so I want the audience to be part of what we do.
See, that makes me want to go to one of the Canadian shows right now. Just travel right there. Just.
That's, you know, that's the way I see it. It's the way I've always seen it, but even more so now because we can. We, you know, it's a little bit more accessible to be able to get the audience to be part of what we do. And so I'm excited. 16 days left before this thing starts to roll, and so this whole thing is going to be really, really fun.
I can't believe me. Many of our listeners are going to be excited to be seeing you play live. I'm probably going to be one of the people as well. I'm going to be trying to get my ticket as soon as possible to see you live, because.
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing that almost all the shows are very close to being sold out. So that's really exciting too, you know, to be part of this tour that's actually doing so well with the ticket sales, you know, beforehand, and especially in this, you know, kind of this tour that's happening. It's like, okay, well, we're not coming to every city. We're coming to, you know, major cities, but so you're gonna have to go a little further to see us, but. And having to see the reaction of that, and having the tickets from what I've seen, they're like, you know, there's just a few tickets left in every market, which is pretty exciting.
But it is exciting. It's definitely, especially, you know, like the show's almost being sold out, which means that people really want to come out. Like people across the globe, even people across the country, want to come and see all these bands play live. And I think that just shows I guess you see the fascination and the support that the fans have for this music is really strong, even in the modern era. So I do believe that the metal community will continue to support Lizzie Borden until the very last record. I guarantee you.
And that's not going to be anytime soon, because I'm already working on the next record. So I'm excited to just this is, like I said, this is a reboot, a restart, rebirth, restart of this whole thing. And I had to push restart because we had just been touring and just spinning. You know, you can get on that kind of treadmill, and before you know it, 5, 6, 8 years go by, and all you've played a lot, but you know, you just keep going on the treadmill. And I didn't want to do that. I really wanted to make it brand new again. So that's what I did. And so this is the whole start of that. We had one warm-up show, and now the whole thing is this it's we've been this has been an undertaking of about 2 years of planning, not just this tour, but the whole restart of Lizzie Borden. And finally, we're able to unleash this big monster that we've been working on for a couple of years, you know, and it goes hand in hand with the new album. And we're able to play a few new songs off the new album on this tour. I wanted to play more, but I realized that I do have to play the classics, and that takes up quite a lot of the set because there are quite a few classics that we're known for. But I did want to play as much of the new album as possible. So There's a good mix of everything, and it goes hand in hand with the show. The show is intermingled within all of the songs and the whole thing. So from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, it's a show. It's not, we're not just playing one song after the other. We're actually intermingling everything together. So when you come, you know, you'll see the first band here, and I'm sure they're going to be magnificent. And then you're going to see our wild extravaganza, crazy ass, you know, unbelievable musicianship show. And then it's going to be topped off by Tyr, who are all magnificent musicians. So I think it's going to be one night of just pure entertainment, I think.
And you hear that, everyone. You're not missing these shows. The tickets are sold out. And the determination, the amazing musicianship, and of course, the being there with your fellow metalheads is going to be such a huge experience for everyone. So everyone should definitely rush to the nearest major city, get your tickets as soon as possible, because you're going to miss out on this tour. You do not. You do not.
And like I said, in most markets, there's like maybe 30, 40 tickets left, which is, and that's what I've heard. So we're very close to starting to announce sellouts. So I would get your tickets really fast.
Yeah. I'm about to order right now on my phone right now. Let's see. I can take the day off. I want to say thank you so much again, Lizzie. Like always, you are such a huge, huge honor to interview, and you are such a wonderful person, and a great musician as well. I want to say, on behalf of Metalheads Forever, thank you so much once again for this wonderful interview, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to get there, and definitely come backstage, and we'll talk more.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, man.
You have a good one.
All right, you too. See ya.